This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Spending an afternoon with a couple of hundred dead bodies is not most people's idea of a good time, certainly not for families, but that's exactly what thousands of families do every day at a California museum. Day to Day's Eric Weiner explains.
You might expect an exhibition featuring 200 cadavers to be bloody or messy or, at the very least, smelly. But the Body Worlds exhibition at the California Science Center is none of those things. That's because the bodies have been preserved through a new process called plastination. Technicians remove all of the water from the bodies and replace it with silicone. The result, explained Science Center President Jeffrey Rudolph, is what he calls a more approachable cadaver.
Even the medical professionals that have been here said that it's pleasant and nice, and where they might have done an autopsy on a cadaver to see things. In this case, it's clean and easy to look at.
Officials here have taken other steps to create a welcoming environment. One skeleton was deemed a bit too scary, so they placed a fedora on its head to soften its appearance. Others have been arranged in various poses. A chess player hunched over, its brain and spinal cord exposed. A muscular cadaver with basketball in hand. And there's a man, or what used to be a man, holding his skin, which has been removed and is now draped over his arm like a sport coat on a spring day. Behind a white partition is the most intriguing or disturbing display, depending on your perspective. Inside a glass cube is a woman reclining on her side, a baby clearly visible in her womb. Rudolph explains she was 8 months pregnant when she died.
This is a woman who knew that she was ill and might not survive her pregnancy, and during that period donated her body. When she ended up dying, she died far enough away from medical care they couldn't actually save the baby either. So this is showing an incredible look at what's involved in childbirth.
The woman, like all of those on display here, donated her body specifically to this exhibition. Visitors learn nothing of these people. No names, no ages, no causes of death. Museum officials say the display is about human anatomy, not personal stories, and they acknowledge it might be uncomfortable should someone recognize a family member on display here. On this day, the Science Center is crowded with visitors, eyes wide open, mouths agape, clearly engaged in a way you don't see at, say, an exhibition of 19th century Dutch masters.
It's awesome.
That's Elma Waddles from Los Angeles.
It just brings a real reality of the body and how it functions, and I think this is really educational.
That is what most people here say. Most, but not all. Chris Neal is from Phoenix, Arizona.
I just don't like it at all. I think it's nasty. I've just never been interested in this kind of stuff, so yeah, I'd rather not know about it.
Some of the exhibits are intended to be a bit shocking. A lung blackened from years of smoking, a liver pickled from years of drinking, a brain shriveled from years of Alzheimer's disease. One look at these diseased organs, says Science Center President Jeffrey Rudolph, is more effective than 100 warnings from your doctor.
You can talk forever about don't eat bad food, and people know it, and you can see pictures of it. There's nothing with the impact of actually looking an artery and seeing that arteriosclerosis that will make you think when you're eating your morning breakfast.
That message, says Rudolph, is just as valid for children as it is for health-conscious adults. In fact, he encourages children to visit the exhibition, although the Science Center requires that those under 13 be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
Yeah, see? Look, his lungs are turning black.
These kids, Kasim Williams and Jordan Berg, clearly have mixed feelings about the exhibition.
I noticed how the black lungs look like. Pretty gross.
I thought it was creepy and gross.
It's pretty kind of cool as scary.
Too scary, some critics say, for young children to see. They think it should only be open to adults. Others question whether it should be open to anyone. When the exhibition toured in London, someone attacked one of the cadavers in protest. In Germany, a Lutheran minister called the display an insult to the dead. The brainchild behind the exhibition, a German doctor named Gunther von Hagens, has been called Dr. Death and Frankenstein. Von Hagens brushes aside these attacks. The Body Worlds exhibition, he says, isn't about death, it's about life.
Talk and show here a real human body, and in this way I touch emotions, and when the people come they get an aesthetic shock. Well, how wonderful it is, and it is so different that you can be really proud of your body.
Von Hagen says he's providing a public service. A survey found that in Europe, more than half of those who saw the exhibition vowed to adopt healthier habits. A few were so moved, they instantly agreed to donate their bodies. Bernice Troche is a high school student from Phoenix.
I would do it if I were to pass away. I'd donate my body because it's helping people learn, and you get to travel all over the world.
And one more advantage, you enjoy a kind of immortality. The process of plastination ensures your body will last, as Dr. Von Hagens puts it, as long as the Egyptian mummies. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.
And pictures from the Body Worlds exhibition are on our website, npr.org.